Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live. Welcome, everybody. This is our nursing home program. I'm pitch hitting right now for Suzanne, and if she joins us, she'll be doing so from her hospital bed. And a footnote on that, which really angers me, and I spoke about it last night. She can't get in the bathroom. You know, the bathroom is not accessible in her hospital room. And I think it's an absolute disgrace that a multi-billion dollar hospital run by NYU, by the way, does not have a bathroom that people can access. And you got to pay them for that. You know, it reminds me of the old John Wayne movie when they kidnapped his grandson and killed a couple of people on his ranch. He said, "We ain't going to pay him for that." That's how I feel about this business with a person can't get in the bathroom. I wouldn't pay him for that. Anyway, Inner Sight, and tonight... Turn nursing homes into accessible housing. There's the solution. Simple to say, easy to say, very difficult to get. We're working on trying to get an appointment with our state senator. I want to thank Olga Murray for caring and for her pledge of a donation to Inner Sight. And it's a horrible dilemma. And when you're involved in it, you may not even realize that a horrible dilemma that is of the nursing home hanging over your head, whether you're disabled or not. All right, you may not realize it, but the government is playing a game with us. Now let me explain what I mean by that, because it's never been this way before that I know of. They have several programs that you can apply for when you want to get a nursing home waiver, all right? But understand, it's not a true waiver. You know, they term it like that. They call it a waiver. But a waiver to me means that it's completely gone. Not so with the nursing homes. So you apply for one of these programs. There's all kinds of criteria. You don't even know if they're going to accept you. Depends on the criteria and the people who look at these things. And the bottom line, you've got somebody from the state who makes the final decision. And we all know that the state puts people in nursing homes. So what kind of an arrangement is that? Again, there's the Inquisition again type situation. All right? So you go through this process. You apply. Let's assume you get accepted, right? Excuse me, I'm sipping on my dandelion tea on the air. Assume you get accepted. Then what happens is, let's say something changes. Well, let's take this stupid two-person assist, you know, where you need two people to get up out of bed. Well, that's not your fault. I mean, you didn't make yourself disabled. You know, somebody did it. Some process did it. And in many cases, a damn-ass hospital contributed to it. See? But they blame you. So two-person assist, that qualifies you to go into a nursing home. Now, let me go back a little bit, because when we tried to help Suzanne's mom stay out of the nursing home, we had one of the best attorneys in this county, maybe in this state. She was a former district attorney, and she helped me. She saved me from being put out on the street. If you really want to know the truth, there it is. So we had her and her assistant on the phone when we were trying to protect Rose from going into the nursing home. Well, there was nothing that this lawyer could do. And I know if she said that, it's true, you know, because she's a very beautiful, wonderful person, and I know she would have done everything she could to protect Rosie. But the problem is, and here's the problem is the money. The money is tied up in these programs, see? The money is tied up with this stupid criteria, you know? And Rosie, in the mind of the state, qualified to go into a nursing home. You know, because she had an episode where she forgot about that she spent some money or something. I mean, you know, how stupid, right? So the lawyers couldn't help her. And now, if the money was available, if the money was there to help her, then, you know, you might need a law or an amended law, or, you know. But if the money was there to keep the person safely in their home, you could fight it, because the person would be safe in their home and would have what they need to keep them safe, including someone who could work with them and try and understand them. You know, I believe that if I was in the bank with Rosie, with my guide dog, she happens to love my dog very much, that it would have calmed her down immediately. See? You got to get the right people to help these people, not just throw anybody at them. I mean, the stupid aide went right away and reported her to the agency, you know, and they wanted her in the nursing home. So even though we had a lawyer, there was nothing we could do, because the money is in the wrong place and in the wrong hands. So it's a game. You know, they set up programs that are supposed to help you. Then you have to meet the criteria. And if you don't, you're a candidate for a nursing home. So you go in. Then when you go in, there's a waiver program that can get you out. You know, not right away, but it gets you out if you live that long. You see how this game goes? It gets you out, but you can still be put back in. What the hell is the purpose of these programs but to put people back and forth? And a lot of people can't deal with this. It's a mental strain on you to live like this. So, and I was told today or yesterday by one of our sponsors, Silo, the Independent Living Center, that there's a great shortage of accessible, affordable housing. All the more so why our idea is the best. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Stop playing these damn games with people's lives. Make the money available for us to use to stay in our own home. No, not to go out and gamble and drink and go buy fancy things. No, not for that. You have to have protection and make sure that people are not using it for that. And you have to have protection and make sure that people aren't going to steal the money from the person who needs it. All that has to come in. Stop the game playing with people's lives. Get rid of these nursing homes. Free up the money that's being wasted. And there'll be more than enough money to keep someone in their own home. And when we come back, I'll tell you some of the other ideas of how this can work. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, Toms River, New Jersey. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004, Big East, Akita Rescue. Adopt an Akita. Greatest dog on the planet. The government should be recruiting and training Akitas to protect the schools, the door, and to be able to detect if someone is carrying a weapon or an explosive device, and then put a metal detector inside the door. That's our proposal to keep people safe in the schools, children, and the teachers. And everybody else. Akita would be a great, great dog. You get the right one, be a great dog for that work. And so would many, many other breeds. All right, Inner Sight, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. That's your email for the Akita. 609-388-7004. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Email. We thank them. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avantio Quindo, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, all those who lost their lives in Texas. We remember them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And we thank you for that. All right. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight number. And I want to thank Silo for their donation, for caring, for supporting our show, and in so doing, supporting the idea of turning the nursing homes into accessible housing. That works for everybody. I'll be meeting with Joe Delgado from Silo on Friday to discuss some of the things that we're going to be working on together. All right, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929 on the Silo. Any information you need about the disabled, give them a call. And hopefully we'll get Suzanne on the air. Right now the phones are not open at the moment. All right. Let's see. Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip, New York. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. call Mr. Kennedy, get the correct information. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on with the housing and the real estate. Well, call Mr. Kennedy. He's very knowledgeable about that. Again, 631-888-1186. Hey, you need dog food, cat food, medical for your animal? Nobody starves on Long Island. That's a good number to have. Give it to you in a minute. My buddy Gary, and you don't have to give him your life story. Just tell him you need food for your animal. That's one good thing what Gary does. He's a volunteer. He doesn't get paid for it. He gets the food donated and all that. And when you buy something on the Amazon, a donation goes to Gary. So that helps. 631-484-3085. Dog food and cat food. He'll even bring it to your home if you're disabled and you can't get to him. 631-484-3085. Tell Gary Frank from Inner Sight said hello. All right, Suffolk Bus Corp. My buddies over there, we can never thank them enough. Suffolk Bus Corp. And we thank John and Tommy and Ray and all the execs over there, Phil, for their support of Inner Sight. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, you need a civil rights lawyer, James Bahamundi. Hope you don't need one, but if you do, 516-783-9662 on the civil rights scene. James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662. Tell me you heard about it on Inner Sight. Our nursing home program tonight, and it's usually Suzanne's show, but she's in the hospital and had a communication problem with the phone just before we went on the air, so I'm filling in at the moment. I'm normally the co-host on this show, but tonight I'm chief bottle washer and everything else. All right. How does it work? How do we perceive turning the nursing homes into accessible housing? The President of the United States should mandate every agency, even those who help minorities and disabled, every agency to establish a fund to help keep people safe in their own homes. All right? The President of the United States should declare that no one has a right to take away anyone's disability money under any circumstance. Unless, of course, you're a criminal, you're a felon, that's different. But I heard a story today that really pissed me off. A disabled couple who wants to get married, and the woman who I know them both, would lose her Medicare if they got married. All right. That's the word I got from her mom, who's a lawyer, by the way. Would lose her Medicare. How dare the state interfere with somebody falling in love? I mean, this is horrendous.
It is horrendous.
It's horrible. It's a dictatorship. You know?
It's worse than that. It's just pure evil.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, when you get married, you need more help, not less help.
That's true.
You know? And the guy's disabled. He has a job. You know? But it's not enough where he can pick up doctor bills. And this woman right now has a lot of doctor bills. She has a mental disability.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely horrendous that we are treated this way. And, you know, the whole thing is, well, if they can't handle it, let them go into a nursing home.
That's it. That's exactly
the game.
That's
the game they're playing. Taking away a person's Medicare if they get married is a step toward going into a nursing home. There's a statement. And I bet you won't find that in any of the literature of these disabled agencies.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Suzanne's on the line, and as I explained to you, she's coming from her hospital bed. So welcome.
God, it's kind of.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Very well.
All right. So I introduced the idea of playing games.
Yeah.
You know, back and forth with the nursing homes and they're still there. And even if you go home, they're constantly looking for something to qualify you to go into the nursing home. It's a game.
Program that you're trying to qualify for, if it was a separate entity, the one that I was talking about, you have to be eligible to go in a nursing home.
Yeah. What's the point is they want to get your what little money you have. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing, the only motive that I can think of.
Yeah.
You know? Because people are certainly not getting good care in nursing homes.
Nor in hospitals, for that matter.
Yeah, well,
except
that too.
This floor actually is pretty good, too. I lucked out this time around.
So... it's definitely, well, I don't know if you're lucked out. You can't even get in the bathroom. I wouldn't consider that very lucky.
That's lucking out. You don't understand. That's the better out of the, you know, could be where everybody's on top of me, and like it was a Potter. Well, I'm not going to say the name of the pavilion because people, I partially said it, but anyway. That other part of the building is even tighter than this.
Well, I mentioned this before you came on the air, you know, and I mentioned that it's owned by a multi-billion-dollar operation, and they can't even have a bathroom that somebody can get into.
That's it.
That's a disgrace to this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the dictatorship.
It is, very most definitely.
It really is. And where the hell is the ADA? Where was the ADA? I also went over what happened to your mom, Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
Where was the ADA when she was forced to go into a nursing home?
They weren't there. They skipped out.
Thousands of people, millions of people are going to celebrate the ADA next month. I won't.
I'm not
one of them. You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? And I don't care if my sponsor likes it or not. I'll tell him. Well, he's going to celebrate the ADA. I'm going to celebrate the ADA by telling people how many people have been violated, including yours truly.
Myself.
You know? And that the whole thing needs to be revamped and strengthened.
So everybody knows that, but yet it's like the big elephant in the room. They don't want to do anything about it. And it's so much easier to just forget about the disabled person. Really,
well,
it is.
I wish it was an elephant. It'd be a lot easier to deal with.
Yeah.
Elephants are very beautiful, peaceful animals. Yeah, well, they're not ill.
That's true. Yeah, but I mean, I sit down and I say, well, in my mind I say this, I'm like, what did I do wrong in life? I say that once in a while. Then I say, I didn't do anything wrong in life. What's going on out there? That's in the beginning when I first became disabled. I said, what did I do wrong in life? You know?
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with that.
It doesn't, no. I just felt so neglected for the first time in my whole entire life. It's like as if somebody told me I wasn't there. I was like, I don't exist.
So you mandate the agencies to raise money. You know, you free up the billions of dollars that are being wasted on the nursing home. Now, look at all the money that's there to help not only the disabled, but a lot more. Then you bring about a television program, a fundraiser, you know. I called it a telethon to a friend who, and she didn't like that. She said, no, not a telethon. We all hate that, you know. So we're not going to call it a telethon. We're going to call it whatever the disabled community wants to call it.
That's right.
That's fine with me. I don't care what you call it.
Yeah.
You bring about a program, a fundraising program, a joint effort by all agencies, and they're all going to benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
Either once or twice a year, I see it happening.
I do too.
You know, it can be done. And I'll tell you how it can be done. You start with one celebrity. I know because I've done this before, World. I helped produce a show with Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles in 1972, and it was a big smash hit. You start with one celebrity, and then when that one celebrity tells their friends, you got
it. That's right. That's it.
That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a good contagious condition. I want to do this. Oh, I love this. This is great. You mean we're helping all these millions of people stay in their home, no more nursing homes? Wow,
oh,
man. You got me. I can just hear Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
You know, Bon Jovi, all these guys.
Yeah.
You know, they would do it.
Yeah, man.
They would do it.
Yes.
I believe most of them would do it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So that's how you start it.
Once they see one or two people going, what is this you're talking about that, you know, Frank Carino is doing? Oh, this sounds interesting. And then they call you. Believe me, they will. Mm-hmm. They want to one-up the other person. That's what it is.
Oh yeah,
you know?
That's what happened.
That
I started with Stevie,
mm-hmm.
Stevie Wonder, back in the 70s. I called him at his hotel. You know,
mm-hmm.
This was for a different cause, of course. But I started with him. He loved it. He loved the idea. And I said to him, I said, listen, Steve, would you call Ray Charles and see, and he called him. Next thing I knew, I had Stevie and Ray on the phone.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
And then it grew. Then we got a producer, not just a producer, one of the greatest producer on the East Coast, Ron Delsner.
Oh yeah.
And then we got a foundation behind us that paid for everything. And they didn't even want the money back.
That's true.
I'm telling you, World, we can pull this together. do it once, and I'm going to do it again.
I know you are.
I'm telling you. You wait and see. You wait and see. 213-816-1650. It's going to work because people do not like their money wasted. And that's exactly what's happening.
All around, too.
With these nursing homes. I struck a nerve with this new friend of mine, lady lawyer. I'm not going to mention her name. And she said, I hate paying my taxes to keep nursing homes open.
Ah, beautiful statement. Same here.
And she made good money. She was a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
She's retired now. She's got to pay taxes to the nursing home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy.
All right, anybody on the line?
Let me check, okay? Hold on. Let me check.
Yeah, check the line. Let's see if we have anybody who wants to call in.
We have a listener right about now, so we'll see if the listener wants to become a speaker.
Yeah. Just so you know, you dial the number 213-816-1650. You can push 1 if you want to talk, or if you just want to listen, just push any buttons.
Yeah.
All right. 831 New York Nursing Home Show. And I'm going to predict, and maybe I'm wrong, but I've been wrong before, that we're going to get the support of every independent living center in this country.
Yeah.
On this. It's going to happen. We're planning a big news conference in September. We already have the support of our own independent living center. So I'm meeting with the independent living on Friday, and we'll get an idea of how much they can do, how much they can't do. Now, remember, these people are operated and funded by the state, you know, so they're limited in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But we're gonna do our best to get over that, get past that, you know, because of all the people that need help, that don't want to be. I've been to I don't know 3 or 4 different nursing homes over the years, and you go in there, and my dog is an Akita, and she's beautiful, and she loves people, and she senses right away and sees right away that people are disabled.
Yeah, no.
Every person that I talk to, the first thing out of their mouth is, can you help me get out of here?
Yeah.
It's amazing. People don't want to be in these damn places.
I would never want to be in them, even quote dead. Seriously.
But it shows you they don't belong there.
That's right.
No? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be so much easier to find the right aid to help the person, to understand the person, than it is to deal with these damn nursing homes. You know? And if you have the money, you can do it. If you have, I forgot about the Volunteers for Freedom. That's the other part of our plan.
Yeah.
Where you wouldn't even have to pay salaries for people who would make up for the time that the state won't cover. But you know what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. We get this thing going, I bet you any money the state is going to then step in and cover it.
Oh, yeah. They're going to want
it. You know what that would look like if they didn't?
Yeah. Bad, very bad.
That's what's going to happen eventually. But we still need the funding for the Volunteers for Freedom. I don't want to play that down because it's very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's see. Tomorrow night is our Father's Day show dedicated to all the disabled and able-bodied dad tomorrow night. Friday's the funnies. Friday night. Oh, we got a little skit Friday night. We spoke about it last night, or Tuesday night, I guess it was. Dean Martin has to go to the alcohol meeting.
That's
funny. And Louie will be on with us. What?
I have to step off a minute, Frank. I have to step off a minute.
All
I'll
right.
be back to you.
All right. Louie will be with us Friday night on the Follies, and of course he'll talk about his favorite duel. With Connie and Crispy, I guess. Connie and Chrissy to entice them to come on the program. Look into that. Anyway, let's see. I want to run down the week. Monday night, Mad or Glad. That's the show. The name of the show. Monday night, Mad or Glad. You call in and say what you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday night is open mic. Wednesday, which you're hearing now, is the nursing home program. And Thursday, different subjects. Friday is the funniest. So why are we doing this? You know, why are we so determined to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing? First of all, I was told just the other day, I think I mentioned it before, it's worth mentioning again, that there's a great shortage of affordable, accessible housing in this state. So right there, that's reason enough. But more than that, because Inner Sight cares. We don't want someone to waste their life and have to keep going back and forth with a situation. Oh, am I going to the nursing home? Am I not going? I'm afraid to go to the hospital when I need help because they could put me in a nursing home. How many people live with that? How many people have died with that in their mind? So this is why we're doing it. Because we give a damn. We care about people. We want people to have as much out of life as they can. And certainly going to a nursing home cuts into that considerably and horribly. So that's the main reason why. Call it, I've mentioned this before on the show, it's in Greek, it's agape. That means love, not a romantic love or a sexual love. It's a spiritual love. And that's what it is, because we look upon every person, and especially if they're disabled, as our brothers and sisters. That's one of the Inner Sight philosophies, you know. And that's why we believe that under the right conditions and circumstances, a person can remain in their own home. And part of those circumstances is having the right type of aid and individual to help that person. That's a very important part. Not an aide who's going to be looking for signs and all that to report them and stick them into a damn hellhole. No. That's not what we want. Of course, remove the hellhole. That's the best thing. Then they can't do that. See? Then the effort has to go all out to keep them in their own home. And that's how it should be. Every doctor, every hospital, every social worker, every humanitarian would have to dwell on that, and that's how it should be. And get rid of these nursing homes. Turn them into something good, accessible housing, where people can have a nice apartment and live their lives, and maybe even get a little job and make some money, pay taxes. But we need the whole ball of wax to pull it off. Somebody said to me the other day, well, where are these people going to stay while these accessible housing is being built or modified? Well, what the hell's the matter with social service? They owe us enough, you know. Put people in the motel, you know, and get them the right aids. You know, make sure they're checked, that they're getting help. See, this whole thing has to come together. Every piece of the puzzle has to fit. Otherwise, it's not going to work. You know, all these agencies must be mandated to raise money to help people stay in their own home. And maybe part of that mandate, I just thought of something, part of that mandate should be that the social service department pay for the motel and not charge the person who spent all his time in a nursing home and lost a lot of their money. They shouldn't even be charged for that motel while the places are being renovated. Inner sight. Creative and innovative. And that's what this country needs. In so many aspects of everything that's going on, you've got to be ready to make changes for the better. And we believe that this idea of turning the nursing homes into accessible housing is a definite change for the better. 843 New York. Nursing home show. And we're working on the new... How are we doing with the new petition?
Doing good.
All right.
I just have to retype it. Then we're done.
We've got to get that new petition up and start passing it around. I'm pretty sure, I don't want to say I'm absolutely sure, but I'm pretty sure I can get Silo to put it up on their website.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I know I can get it up on Instagram with the Inner Sight group.
And Facebook Twitter and all that.
Yeah, Inner Sight is on Instagram now. So we got to get that going and try to get as many names as we can. And I'm going to put, when I get my settlement, on that stupid case after 5 years, I'm going to put 50 and 50 on to promote it. All right, we got some noise in the background because Suzanne's is on the show from her hospital room. So just so you know. All right, Inner Sight. Anybody who has a loved one in a nursing home, if you'd like to help at the news conference, contact us. We're going to need help. You know, innersight@pmail.com, no attachments. Or you can call the Inner Sight number 631-224-1000. 3090. We're going to need people to set up Zoom for us and possibly either that or the Skype and people who will be working on the computers. We will have, I'll find out. I know the Associated Press, my good friend David will get us up on the day log, but I'm also going to find out if there's anything else he can do, you know, to during the news conference to let people know that we're out there and that we're doing this. I'll find out about that. You know, through this news conference, we may attract a lot of help, including that of celebrities. So, very apropos and important to, and this idea has never been proposed before that I know of. And we're hoping to get the support of some politician. We're working on that. Any politicians out there who would like to be a part of this, I'll tell you one thing. You'll certainly get every disabled vote if you come out public and you say the nursing home should be turned into accessible housing. That's a lot of votes. What?
Voting man.
I can't hear you. Get near the phone.
I said 40 million. 40 million disabled people.
Well, that's in the country. I'm sorry, I don't know, in the state.
Well, the state is probably less than that. But I have to
I can't hear you. You're fading out.
I don't have to go. No, my phone is not helping. You'd have to get the exact amount, you know, from them.
Yeah,
but,
well, that shouldn't be too hard to get.
Yeah. Oh.
I can get those numbers. But we are determined to pull this off.
Yeah, we certainly are.
And if we go through the proper channel, here's the alternate plan. You gotta have an alternate plan. If we go through the proper channels, political and all that, and make it public and all that, and the politicians demonstrate that they just don't give a crap, you know, we'll try to raise the money on our own and pull it off. So there you have it. We're not going to give up. Yeah, can you put yourself on mute? You got a lot of noise back
there.
I think I'm gonna.
Yeah, I know. Today I do. All right. I'm gonna put myself on mute.
There's a lot of noise. All right, Inner Sight. And the nursing home program. Anybody who is having a problem, you know, and they're trying to push you into a nursing home, call us. We can't guarantee that they're not going to keep you out, but we can certainly help. All right? People need to the media more about this. You know? That's one way to help. Try to make a news story out of it. And we have a few people we could call on that. And you know, if you have a loved one who they want to put into a nursing home, let us know. We'll do whatever we can to reverse that. The Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Or you can email us, innersight@pmp, gmail.com. Don't let these social workers and doctors and hospitals bully your loved one or bully you. You know, you have friends with us, and we'll do whatever needs to be done to deter anyone from going into a nursing home. Yeah. Inner Sight. And I want to thank all of our friends for their support. And the faith, as they say. Keep fighting it. And keep moving forward. And keep the goal in mind. In sight. Inner Sight, keep the goal in sight. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. That's the goal. Like the tweet we sent out a couple of weeks ago. If the governor in this state or any state really cares about people's lives and disabled, they will endorse this idea of keeping the, turning the nursing homes into accessible housing. Endorse it and try to bring it about if they really cared about people. It's not only the obvious who are being put into the nursing home, it's all the people that have to pay taxes for that. And all the money that's being wasted, especially now. Look at the price of gasoline if you drive. I was in a cab today, and my buddy who drives the cab, you know, it's, what, $5 a gallon, and he says it's going to go higher. See? Well, there's a whole lot of money, $196 billion when we last looked at it. There's probably more now. There's a whole lot of money that maybe could relieve some of those high gas prices and do something about it. Stand by. So stand by. Inner Sight, by the way. And the money can be put to a much better use than keeping people in these horrible nursing homes. And we have to take a stand on this. The whole country should take a stand on this. Because that's a lot of money. That's a lot of waste taking place. So it's got to be done on a grand scale. It's got to be done to protect everyone.
It's going to tax dollars, too. You got to realize that.
What's that?
It's their tax dollars that are going to it. They got to realize that. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people ought to be outraged. See, that's why this news conference is so important. That's going to be a major feature of the news conference. You know? Mm-hmm. That all this money is being wasted, and it's a known fact. And this was told to me by my new friend recently. The known fact that it costs a lot less person in their own home than it does in a nursing home.
That's true.
So there it is. So why is the government playing these games with us? What the hell are these games about? You know?
Yeah. But it's a losing game. It's not a winning game. By no means.
That's right. They're not going to win.
That's right.
As sure as there's inner sight, they're not going to win.
Yep.
Because we're determined.
We have one good thing in our favor. We're positive.
To beat them.
Everything.
What?
Yeah, we think positively and we attract positive with our positive energy. So that's one thing. And another thing is that we're trying our hardest to stop what's going in to practice. And the good Lord sees that. That's just my opinion and how I feel. I really do think he sees that. And, you know, he's there for us. I mean, what more can you say?
Well, to protect people.
Yeah.
You know, I'll never forget the words of the email I got from this woman. I'm not going to mention her name because I don't know. She hasn't contacted me again. I mean, maybe she got an apartment, I hope. But her words on the email, I got to get out of here.
That's exactly
you know,
it.
Like she was desperate, like she was mentally stressed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me she had a waiver for her rent, a waiver from Silo to help pay the rent, but her credit was damaged because she'd been in a damn nursing home for, I don't know, you know, a year or more.
Yes.
So, remember, these nursing homes, they want to keep you in there.
Yes, they do.
They want your money. And especially if you own a home or any kind of resources, it's even worse.
Yeah, you own anything. You have any kind of, you know, stature in the community. You're going to be, you're focused upon. That's the best way to put it. And concentrate on. And they're going
to give
them
more of a reason to try to hold you in there. All right, we'll
be
with you tomorrow night on our Father's Day show. Thank you so much for listening, and hurry up and get out of that
Thanks,
hospital.
Thanks, Frank, for taking. I know.
I hate that place.
I really had a loud night.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. And we got to give Suzanne a round of applause, engineering and co-hosting the show from a hospital bed. That shows you, world, that we're not afraid of these people.
No, we're not.
We do the show right from the damn hospital or the nursing home. Thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.